Hello, I'm Namwa Delaney at the CNN Center in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick has been ordered to jail. He was found guilty of violating terms of his bond. He apologized, but the judge said he'd have to give the same treatment to the mayor as any other criminal defendant. Kilpatrick's lawyers plan to appeal. The Democratic mayor also faces perjury and other criminal charges, all of which he denies. 9 people are missing and feared dead after a helicopter sent to pick up firefighters crashed Tuesday night. The firefighters were battling a fire near Mount Shasta in Northern California. The area is very remote and steep, and rescuers had a hard time reaching the crash site. 4 survivors were airlifted to hospitals with severe burns. Osama bin Laden's former driver told a military jury today that he only worked for the terrorist leader because he needed a job. Yesterday, 6 Pentagon-appointed jurors found Salim Hamdan guilty of aiding terrorism while acquitting him of conspiracy at the first U.S. war crimes trial since World War II. Prosecutors asked for a sentence of no less than 30 years. Under tribunal rules, the jury imposes the sentence, not the judge. A Pentagon legal official reviews the sentence and is only allowed to reduce it. Pakistan's ruling coalition has agreed to pursue the impeachment of President Pervez Musharraf. Lawmakers will first demand Mr. Musharraf submit to a vote of confidence in the newly elected parliament. A Pakistan People's Party spokesman tells CNN that the National Assembly will meet on Monday to consider the vote of confidence and impending impeachment proceedings. And the month-long cat-and-mouse game between Brett Favre and the Green Bay Packers is finally over. The Packers made a deal last night to trade the legendary quarterback to the New York Jets. Favre had announced his retirement in March and then decided last month he still wanted to play. The Packers, for whom Favre has played for 16 years, weren't so receptive. The team decided this week to part ways with Favre, clearing the way for a trade. Well, those are the headlines this hour. Just stay with CNN for more on these stories and the other news of the day.